Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Systematic Theology 2. We're looking at lesson number 24 today on the doctrine of prayer. We will get into our lesson right after this. We now join in progress, part 2 of 8 in our study on the doctrine of prayer. Though we are made temples of the Holy Ghost, we are still subject to frailty and ignorance. Therefore, the Holy Spirit of God helps our infirmities in our prayers. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, which says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." The Holy Spirit of God adjusts our prayer life to the will of God. For example, my pastor, Pastor Johnston, put it this way. We may pray and say, "Lord, I really need a hat. See, Lord, the wind is very strong and I really need a hat." But the Holy Spirit of God intercedes on our behalf. He adjusts our request for what we really need before our Heavenly Father. He says, "Father, he needs a coat. So don't give him a hat, give him a coat. He really needs a coat." That's just a simple illustration of a powerful truth. We come to God in prayer, sincerely asking for the will of God in our lives. And the Holy Spirit of God then adjusts our prayers to meet the will of God. And we have to trust him to do just that, knowing that he says in his word that he will, and God doesn't lie. He'll do what he says. Fourthly, the Lord Jesus Christ also continues his intercessory ministry on our behalf before the throne of God. Look at what Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25 says. "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Our Savior speaks on our behalf before the throne of God, adjusting our prayer life to the will of God. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to pray more than we want to pray. And he wants us to receive the answers to our prayers. He sees to it that our prayers match the will of God. And then we can receive the answers that we truly desire, which is, we only want the will of God in our prayer lives. Prayer is real. And we do not pray in vain, nor do we wait upon God in vain when we pray. God hears and answers our prayers. Our prayers are never forgotten by God. Psalm chapter 6 and verse 9 tells us, "The Lord will receive my prayer." Then in Matthew 21 and verse 22 we read, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." The reality of prayer is unquestionable. It is the very reason why we must be specific and particular in our petitions. How else will we know when God answers if we don't make specific requests in our prayers? Perhaps the reason we don't pray specifically and particularly is that we just don't believe God hears us, that he's listening to us. But he does hear us. And he is listening to us according to the word of God. There are plenty of examples in the Bible to show us that God hears and answers prayer. One of these is Elijah. Look at 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 22. "And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived." In this scripture, we see that Elijah prayed, and God heard, and a child was raised from the dead. Another example is when Elijah met with the prophets of Baal, which we read about in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 through 40. Listen to what it says. "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. So we see that God heard Elijah's prayer and showed himself mighty in answer to that very prayer. The point of all this is the fact that prayer is real, and God hears and answers our prayers. Look now at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This scripture tells us that our prayers are to consist of supplications, that is, earnest, humble pleading with God. It carries the meaning of begging God for our request. He says prayers and supplications. Prayers deals with making requests before God for our needs, requests that we know the Lord is going to hear us. Prayer also deals with adoration of the Lord, glorifying His name, praising Him. So the word is used in Scripture, and it means asking, glorifying, adoring the Savior. Furthermore, our prayers involve intercessions, that is, praying on behalf of others. Dr. Jack Hiles once said this, Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be, help me to live for others that I may live for thee. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines intercession as the act of interceding, mediation, interposition between two parties at variance with a view to reconciliation, prayer, or solicitation to one party in favor of another, sometimes against another. We pray for others on behalf of others, standing in the place for others. I think this is perfectly illustrated in Moses praying on behalf of Israel, as we find in the books of Moses.